The church is the body of Christ. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, saying, "And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." Ephesians 1, verse 22 through 23. The church is his body. Paul also wrote to the church at Colossae, saying, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence." Colossians 1:18. Christ is the head of the body, his church. God has given Christ authority to rule over the church. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. The church is the body of Christ, and he is the head of the body. John spoke of the church in John 18:36 as not being from this world. The body of the church is not a physical body, some think, but rather a spiritual body. The body of the church is not the four walls Christians sit in every Sunday. Rather, the body of the church is those who are obedient to God's word by becoming part of the one body. There are many scriptures about the body of Christ being only one. There are not many bodies, but one body. Paul in Ephesians 4:4 says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling." Notice it says one body. In Colossians 1:24, Paul writes, "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church." Notice it says his body is not the body of anyone else, and the body is his church. Paul wrote in Romans 12, verses 4 through 5, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same functions, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." Notice again the time that it says one body. We are many members in one body. However, Paul also talks about who is part of the body of Christ. Paul states there are many members of the one body. The members Paul talks about are Christians. In 1 Corinthians 12:17, Paul says, "Now you are the body of Christ and members individually." Each member, a Christian individually, makes up the body. When one obeys God's word, he becomes a member of the body, Acts 2, verses 41 and 47. He is added to the church, the body of Christ. Are you part of the body of Christ? Are you part of the one body? Are you part of the church? The church which God adds to those who are obedient to his words.